Welcome to ET Markets Watch, the show about stocks, market trends and money-making ideas. I'm Sabri Saran and here are the top headlines at this hour. UPL's Q1 PAT rises 23% YOY to Rs. 678 crore. Reliance Jio adds most active users in May. Hindustan Zinc to invest $1 billion in EVs shift. Green energy could add 5 lakh jobs by 2050. India extends international flight ban till August 31. Let us take a quick glance at what happened on the last day today. Domestic benchmark indices wiped off all the early gains on Friday thanks to fag and selling. Negative cues from Europe and China jittered the sentiments at home. Pharma and select IT stocks saw strong buying, but selling pressure in metal and banking counters pulled the markets lower. BSE Sensex shed 66 points to end the week below 52,600. Nifty 50 declined 15 points to close at 15,763. BSE Midcap and Small Cap Index outperformed, gaining over 0.5%. Fear Gauge India VIX eased over 1%. For the week, Sensex shed nearly 400 points, whereas Nifty fell by more than 100 points. On BSE Sensex, Sun Pharma surged 10% and Tech Mahindra gained 7%. Power Grid, Bajaj Auto, NTPC, HCL Tech and Mahindra & Mahindra jumped 2% each. HDFC, Kotak Mahindra Bank, Dr. Reddy's Labs, HDFC Bank each added up to 1%. On the contrary, Bajaj Finance tanked 3%, SBI, Bajaj Finserv and Tata Steel declined 2% each. Asian Paints, Axis Bank, IndusInd Bank, Nestle India, Titan, TCS and Reliance each shed 1%. About 480 stocks hit upper circuit limits for the day and over 180 stocks tested their 52-week highs during the day. We have Arijit Malakar from Ashika Stock Broking with us to share his views on the day's action and the road ahead. Welcome to the show, sir. How would you describe the market movement in the week gone by?
Indian markets remained volatile throughout the week amid the global cues. Actually, some important global developments have dictated the market movements in this week. Chinese government's crackdown on tech and education sectors and a subsequent fall in Chinese technological companies' stock prices negatively impacted the global equity markets, especially the Asian markets. Investor sentiment also got hurt when IMF slashed India's FY22 economic growth forecast to 9.5% from 12.5% projected in April due to the severe second COVID-19 wave, which is expected to delay the domestic economic recovery. However, on the positive side, Federal Reserve kept the interest rate at near zero and stated that they are not in hurry in rolling back its monetary stimulus support until the US job market recovered strongly. But they also hinted that most probably by November or December, they will decide on the exact time of the withdrawing the stimulus support as the US economy is recovering fast despite of increasing COVID Delta variant cases. F&O expiry in this week also accelerated the market volatility. So overall, the Indian markets remained subdued during the week, with Nifty down by 0.45% as compared to last week closing.
How has the earnings season been so far? Did upgrades beat downgrades?
The companies in cyclical sectors are likely to drive the corporate earnings in the June 2021 quarter. So far, the net profitability of the companies which have declared their first quarter numbers reported strong growth on year-on-year basis because of favorable base and strong showing by firms in cyclical sectors such as banking, metal and mining, cement and oil and gas. However, sequentially the numbers were subdued due to the second wave which led regional lockdown from the middle of April and May. I don't think that this quarter will give us a clear picture on the recovery front, as due to the second wave of pandemic, most states declared lockdown from the middle of April and May. So from June onwards, the restriction has started to ease. So first quarter of FY22 is majorly washed out for the corporate. Better picture will emerge from the second quarter of FY22, and probably that will be the time to evaluate the performance of corporate. So I don't think this quarter we should look at the upgrade and downgrade.
We also caught up with Nilesh Jain of Centrum Broking to decode the technical charts for you. The August series has started on a firm note. What levels do you see on Nifty by the series end?
So if we look at the previous series of July month, where Nifty stuck in the range of 15,500 to 15,950. So that was the broader range. which we believe is likely to continue in the August series as well. Looking at the rollover data, we can expect Nifty to oscillate in the broader range of 15,500 to 15,950. Whichever side it will break, we can expect further strong momentum or a strong rally in that particular direction. Well, overall, looking at the structure, we believe Nifty is likely to break on the higher side. The moment 15,950 Nifty takes off, then further upside towards 16,100 to 16,200 will open up. Overall, if you look at the derivative data as well, in the coming weekly expiry, the maximum open interest has shifted towards 15,700, which is likely to provide support. At the same time, 15,800 is the on the call side holds the maximum open interest. So overall, a very tight range we can see of 100 points from trading perspective. And as mentioned, the broader range is very much intact of 15,500 to 15,950.
Nifty Bank has remained under pressure of late. Where is it headed now?
Yes. So Bank Nifty underperformed and did not provide any kind of support in the rally that we have seen in the Nifty. So looking at the structure, 33,900, 34,100. So that is the support zone for the Bank Nifty. And till the time Bank Nifty manages to defend those levels, we can expect a strong pullback. And now PSU banking sector has started joining the rally, has started outperforming. So going forward, we can expect Bank Nifty to test the levels of 35,500 to 36,000. But provided it should defend 34,000, that is the psychological support zone on the downside. Overall, looking at the IVs, the implied the volatility index India week, which is hovering near 13 levels, that is in the very much comfort zone. So that indicates going forward, if at all we see any decline, that should be utilized as a buying opportunity. And there are multiple support in the Nifty and Bank Nifty both. And going forward, we can expect a strong pullback in the bank.
Asian markets ended lower for the day. Major European markets were trading with cuts in the first few hours of trade. US stock futures were down, hinting towards a negative start to US equities later in the day. That's all for now. Do check out ttmarkets.com for all the news, market analysis, investment strategies, and dozens of stock recommendations. Enjoy your evening. Bye-bye.